Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi everyone, it's Deb again. And this morning we're talking about Psalm 127 and investing deeply. Psalm 127 describes children as a heritage and a reward from the Lord. They are a powerful benefit to their parents, just as arrows are in the hands of warriors. Our three sons have been the greatest blessings in my life and our grandkids as well. What did Jesus say about children? They are valued greatly. Matthew 18:10 tells us, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Heaven belongs to children. We should all come to Jesus as children with the same innocence, humility, and yearning to know Him, as Luke 18:15 through 17 tells us. Yes, we entrust our children and grandchildren to our sovereign Heavenly Father, but He has entrusted them to us. So we have the responsibility to treasure them, train them, discipline them, teach them, and enjoy them, just as God our Father does for all of us. And most importantly, we pray for them while they are in the womb and until we draw our last breath. And if we don't have children of our own, there are countless ways to be involved with children and influence them for the Lord, if just by setting a good example. Coaches, teachers, Sunday school teachers, camp counselors, babysitters, foster parents, neighbors, etc., all have the opportunity to be a godly influence. There is value in investing deeply into the spiritual and emotional lives of children. Yes, we are responsible for their physical needs, but not at the expense of these other most important needs. Our time, freely given to our children, is the most important investment of all. Teaching them to be caring, compassionate human beings will be more valuable to them than wearing the most popular brands of clothing. Teaching and showing by example the value of the things they do have and how to take care of them while being grateful for them is more important than giving them everything they want. There are no perfect parents, and sometimes we are just in survival mode with work, activities, and other time eaters. Again, the Lord wants us to prioritize Him in our lives and prioritize how we spend our time, including with our children. With that in place, the rest becomes easier. We can be examples of His love to children and others, whether they are part of our own family or part of God's family. Have a great week, and many blessings to you.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.